to the God Guys podcast. Today, we will be digging into Colossians 4:12 through 13, exploring the prayer of Epaphras and what it means for our spiritual journey. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, sends you his greetings. He always prays earnestly for you, asking God to make you strong and perfect, fully confident that you are following the whole will of God. I can assure you that he prays hard for you and also for the believers in Laodicea and Hierapolis. In these verses, we learn about Epaphras, a servant of Christ and companion of Paul. His dedication to the church in Colossae, Laodicea, and Hierapolis is evident in his earnest and continual prayers. But what was he praying for? He prayed for the church's spiritual maturity and a full understanding of God's will. Epaphras's prayer gives us two key insights into the Christian life. Firstly, the importance of spiritual maturity. Growing in our faith isn't just about knowing more about God, but becoming more like Him, living out His principles day by day. Secondly, understanding God's will. This isn't about knowing every step of our future, but grasping the heart of God, His love for humanity, and His desire for reconciliation. Our call to action is for us to emulate Epaphras' example, to pray fervently not just for ourselves, but for our fellow believers, and to seek spiritual maturity and understanding of God's will. Let's take a moment today to pray for these things, and let's strive to incorporate them into our life. Thank you for joining us on the God Guys podcast, and until next time, keep seeking a deeper understanding of God's Word.